We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. This is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by OG&E, power at the speed of life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Well, good evening. Glad you're with us tonight. Slim Chickens for the Coach Gundy Radio Show. We're at 1011 North Boomer Road, just north of Boone Pickett Stadium, to talk Cowboy football. Yesterday, a tough homecoming loss to the Baylor Bears coming up. Now, the Iowa State Cyclones are doing what they've done a lot in recent years, and that's get hot in the month of October. That happened a year ago, and really their journey toward a very successful season started in Stillwater. The Cowboys have had a lot of dramatic games against Iowa State and Ames. Of course, in recent years, those have gone Oklahoma State's way. You think back about it, Oklahoma State's rallied from big deficits to win in Ames really the last two times they've gone up there, 2015, 2017. Big deficits, big comebacks, dramatic wins. Oklahoma State looks to do the same on Saturday, 2:30 kickoff for the Cowboys and the Cyclones. But again, Iowa State playing very, very well. They won yesterday on the road at Texas Tech, 34-24, and a week ago won on the road at West Virginia. So they're coming off consecutive, very impressive road wins. If you have a question for Coach Gundy tonight, there's two ways to get it to us. You can use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338, or use my Twitter handle and send your question via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. We're at Slim Chickens. Come by if you're in Stillwater tonight, 1011 North Boomer Road. And we'll start our conversation with Coach Gundy in just a few moments. From Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
We're saving you time at Homeland. Oklahoma is full of Cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home, Homeland.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Big 12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio from experts like Gabe Eichert and me, Holly Rowe, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home. And take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
So who's with me? Meat. Bun, Schwab Dog. Come on, guys. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. I can't hear you. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Now get out there and get yourself the best dang hot dog that ever existed!
Schwab, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Hey, Cowboys fans, put your game face on this football season with the OSU Visa debit card from MidFirst Bank. Get your OSU debit card free with any MidFirst Bank personal checking account. Plus, MidFirst offers OSU credit cards, gift cards, and OSU checks. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to MidFirst.com/Cowboys for more information. MidFirst is proud to be an official partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on tools that will get you there. Right now, save $60 on the powerful MS-250 chainsaw. Real Steel. Find yours. Find a dealer at stihldealers.com. Offer valid through November 30th, 2019 at participating dealers while supplies last. See dealer for details. All prices CDBM SRP.
Game season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh. Delicious. Chicken.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Back at Slim Chickens at 1011 North Boomer Road. The Coach Gundy Show is brought to you by Bud Light, the official sponsor of OSU Athletics. They remind you to enjoy responsibly. Again, if you have a question for Coach, you can submit it two ways, via my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338. Coach Gundy is with us, and just after you had a chance to watch the video, your thoughts on what happened yesterday?
You know, I mentioned to we had a number of recruits on campus. It was a big day for us, which is good. And so a couple of them that I have known for a while, and it was almost like being at the racetrack and the horse races when your horse is ahead and they're three quarters of the way finished and people are yelling, "Stop the race." I wish I had to stop the game in the fourth quarter with about 9 minutes left. I watched it, watching all the tape today, and in between each play, it shows the scoreboard when you watch the video. And, I keep looking, and then in the second half and all the way up, and we're ahead, and I keep thinking, something's wrong here. We're winning this game. And then the wheels came off, like I said last night. All four of them came off. And, it's interesting. We were ahead by three, I think, and forced a punt down on the 23-yard line, and the guy boomed it like a 65-yard punt.
Yeah.
And he hadn't hit one all day, and knocked it over Dylan's head, and we got it on the six. And from that point on, it just kind of went downhill. We turned it over and gave up a big play, and then turned it over again, and Then we gave up another long run, which I said last night on the radio. I think that was the only play that we didn't compete on. that was such a downer. We got hit with three big plays in a row, and they went out and let them rush the ball for about 70 yards. That was the only play that, of course, I don't want to turn the ball over, and we gave up some big plays on defense, but they were. It wasn't like we weren't competing. But to sum it up, I told the team this a couple hours ago when we had our meetings. We talk about this as a team. We talk about it on the radio and the media, and you and I discuss it all the time. The three things that you have to do effectively to give yourself a chance is not lose the turnover battle, reduce your penalties, and don't give up big plays on defense. And in the fourth quarter, we lost all three of those. Turned the ball over, gave up big plays on defense, and we had penalties. So, and I also told them this, we played better than we did against Tech. And that team right now is a better team, in my opinion. They're more mature, their quarterback's more mature, and just nothing against Tech. Matt's doing a good job, and Tech has played well, but that's a better team, in my opinion, right now. We played better until those 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and we just let the wheels come off. And so we've got to rally the troops and overcome those deficiencies we're having in those areas. Those are just three big areas. And the good news is this, you see signs of us doing it. The defense played really good in the first half. And offensively, I think we only gave up like three negative yardage plays to a defense that's been averaging about 7 to 9 a game. So, you and I talked about this the last few weeks that I think we had 20 negative yardage plays at Tech.
Yeah, they only had three tackles for loss. So, yeah.
So there you
yesterday,
go.
Yesterday, Baylor did.
So we the defense was good on third downs. It's an interesting group, it's difficult when you lose games. It's not fun for anybody because of the work goes in and all that. But it's interesting. It's a little bit intriguing to me because we talked earlier about not being good on third down. Now we're playing good on third down. Early in the year, we didn't give up big plays. The Tech game, we gave up a big play, and then we gave up three big plays in this last game.
Yeah.
And then Spencer was better with the football. For three quarters, he was really good with football and took care of the ball like we'd asked him and like we'd practiced. And then he put the ball on the ground once and then was trying to make a play at the end of the game. But of course, he had the one throw right before halftime that, everybody's talking about. He made a bad throw just earlier, and he made a perfect throw down the other end of the end zone. So, I don't really have an answer for all that. But overall, special teams was good. We had a decent return, and obviously we had the fake punt that we practiced. That was at the perfect time for us. And so we were better in those areas. But those are the three big things that I mentioned, 5 minutes ago, is turnovers, penalties, and big plays. And they caught us in quarters coverage, and they hit the bender route over the middle. Same thing we did to Pittsburgh up there when we played them. Same exact concept. And we can't get caught in that without help with the rover and the backside safety. They got to help us out, and we can't get that guy on an island. So there's enough blame to go around. It starts with the coaches. The coaches, there's areas that we need to do a better job of coaching and maybe reduce some things that we're giving the players so they can get more reps on certain areas. It's always a real fine line in having enough concepts and schemes, but also getting quality work. And then there was a couple things we did on offense. I'll meet with the defense in the morning in detail. I've already met with the offense. So, we run the handoff play where we pull our guard and tackle,
right,
around the edge. And they move the line a man and a half over. And not that that's unusual, but we didn't practice it. We didn't they hadn't shown that. And we did
the shifting of the D-line.
Yeah, all the way
over.
A
lot of that, yeah.
They did it. They did more. And you know what I think? I think they did it because, Dylan's out. You know, we've had some shuffling on the offensive line.
Right.
And so I think they move some guys around knowing that group's not played together very long. And it's pretty smart on their part. But regardless, it's not reinventing the wheel what they did. But we talked about it because we have to look at things legitimately and say, okay, where were we wrong as coaches in asking them to do this? And then where were they coached up, and then they didn't play as well as they should have, and then you find the happy medium. And like on that play, we didn't practice the look they gave us, and we had a negative yardage play one time on it, and then maybe a 2 yard gain. So things like that, you know, you have to look at everything. Now, plays like that have gone on forever around here. You know, very seldom. You know, it's only like 60% of the time, not even 60% of the time in most cases, are plays blocked correctly across the board offensively. I don't think people realize that. It's right around 60% where all nine guys block who they're supposed to and do a good job. So
the reality is L.D. Brown's play. You know,
right.
Lynch had got some penetration, but he got away from him, and
right.
It made the safety black miss, and next thing you know, it's 68 yards. It's a terrific individual effort on his part.
And that comes down to, you know, guys making plays and you know, so on and so forth. And but when you turn the ball over like we talked about, and then you give up big plays, and then you end up losing, you start seeing things that glare more because you didn't win the game. We won a lot of football games around here with similar to the same amount of mistakes, but not the turnovers. Okay, not losing the turnover margin like we are. That's what's getting us. And we had, you know, Tevin had two holding penalties yesterday. He normally doesn't get holding penalties.
He was trying to block Lynch.
Yes.
Which,
yeah.
That guy's really good, huh?
He is. He's good. They're good. And I tell you, they're a good team, you know, that you got to give them credit. I mean, he's doing a nice job of coaching them, and they've got a lot of players that have been there 4 years from back
Briles.
When Coach Briles was there.
Oh, yeah.
And those guys, when those guys were recruited there, they were winning 10, 11 games, and they've done a nice job with them. They're sound, and they're mature on defense. And their quarterback makes a lot of plays. He's, you know, he's played now a bunch, and he's a, you know, he's a savvy player. He's a good player. He's probably just 6'1". I you know, shook his hand after the game, congratulate him. He's not real big, but he's very savvy, slippery, makes good plays. So, you know, they're winning a lot of games like we used to win them. All those years when we were winning and we'd get up around 9-10 wins, and you'd look back and we had 3 or 4 games a year just like that, the games they're winning.
A lot like your 2015 team.
Yeah, yeah, and even the years when Mason was here and we won 10, we're in several close games every year.
Yeah, oh no.
But when you have maturity at the right spots, mature and a mature quarterback, I'm not putting it all on Spencer because we need to protect him a little better at times, but – you know, those things seem to fall into place. So the important thing now is that, you know, the players are just finishing up. We finished our special teams meetings, and they're finishing up their position meetings here in the next 30 minutes. And we'll go over tonight and start our walkthrough. And you know, they're in the difficult part of losing the game is when you're sitting in there and you have to watch yourself and you know the outcome. It's the worst. But then when we go over tonight, we have to reload, and we got to get cranked up and get ready for Iowa State. Iowa State's playing good. To be honest with you, they're a lot like Baylor right now. Their quarterback's mature. You know, he matured quick, and he's got some games under his belt now. I mean, he's probably 11, 12 games or something like that now, maybe more. And he's been playing pretty good. And defensively, they're rallying. They're playing a lot like what Baylor did. You know, they don't give up big plays. They tackle
schematically
pretty,
about the same, aren't they?
Similar, yeah, yeah. You know, what's interesting is when we can get into this a little later, but they're almost the flavor of the week. They zone pressured and came after Baylor a lot, and then Texas Tech not hardly at all, and West Virginia. Little bit in the middle, but different than what they've been the last few years. It's almost like they've said, okay, we've been successful at this, but here's where we have deficiencies, and people have kind of got us, and then they've refined it somewhat, and they're more flexible with the with what they're doing now compared to what it was. They've been in this thing about 4 or 5 years now, because I think when we went up there when Mason was young and we were really good, you know, we had some difficulty with it in the first half, and we had to change some things at halftime, and we ended up scoring 50 points, but it wasn't easy. So they're doing things a little different, and then, you know, they're playing with a tight end on offense and wanting to run their zone and zone read and rush the ball and then try to get your safeties involved and then play pass, and that's what they've been doing. So, you know, guys got to get back at it, and we'll get a little bit of game planning tonight, and everybody has a, you know, not everybody, the players have a day off tomorrow, and we'll come up with game plans and then get rolling and get going.
How do you fix the turnovers? I mean, I know ball security is something you deal with, but interceptions are going to happen. But at the same time, you sit here at -9, which is makes it really hard to win games. How do you? I mean, it's a complicated issue, or is it?
Well, he threw one interception, right?
It's just a
poor throw. I mean, yeah. It wasn't even close. And that's what I said earlier, is he just threw it in the first quarter perfect. And it was the same exact thing, same exact player, everything was the same. He just didn't throw it good. So you can't stop throwing it when it's there. We know, you know, we've been – people don't realize it now, because whenever you don't win, people don't talk about where you're getting better. We've been considerably better in the score zone, scoring, not kicking field goals.
Right. Oh,
and
no
part
doubt.
Of that is the ability to throw some. And so he just made a poor throw, and then – We've worked him really hard with ball security. I mentioned that to you. Two hands on the ball, moving in the pocket, just the old school drill like you watched Mason do forever at practice. And we're, you know, they're working and stripping. And that's just mechanics, and that's just reps. And we worked him hard. And up until that point, he was good. He had improved. He has improved. But I said this last week, and I tell everybody, he's not going to fix it all in 1 week. He's just not going to. It takes time, but we'll stress the areas of importance, and you coach him and you drill him. I mean, you know, you hear me say it. You put a plan in place to fix it, and you work it until it's fixed. He did a better job with his fakes and stuff at times, and then there's times he gets in the flow of the game and he doesn't carry his fake out. He starts watching the game. So it's just some youth, and he's coming around, and he's ultra competitive. He was much, much better on the sideline.
He was.
Oh, yeah. He was communicating with Sean, talking to me. His facial expression was good. So he made strides. If he wouldn't have put the ball on the ground when they picked it up and ran it in, we probably would have been talking about him much improved from the last game. But when you put it on the ground and they pick it up and run it in, it doesn't look good, and everybody's thoughts go the other direction. So he knows that better than anybody. So we drill them, we rep them, we talk to them about it, and we move forward.
We have a question that's come in, speaking of Spencer Sanders. Is the game moving, and this question pretty simple, is the game still moving a little too fast for him, or is that part of it?
It's getting better each week, as I just mentioned. He was off in his reads maybe, gosh, 3 or 4 times. You know, when Mason was playing and he was hot, he'd be off a couple times a game too. So that's going to happen, where he's reading the wrong side or he sees the wrong coverage, okay? But his mental approach, his emotions, he kept in check during the game. So he got better, and he'll continue to improve as we go along. And it's not going to happen overnight with him, but he played better and he handled the game better against, in my opinion, against a better defense than he played at Texas Tech. So he is getting a little better.
We'll take a break, come back with more. We have a couple of other questions from our audience that we will take. Two ways to get those questions to us. You can send them to us via our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338, or send them to my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. We're at Slim Chickens, 1011 North Boomer Road, just north of Boone Pickett Stadium, and back with more after this. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Oakley Fence is proud to celebrate 50 years of building quality fence and security throughout North Central and Central Oklahoma. We install fence for all needs, such as wood privacy, ornamental iron, and chain link, as well as gates and operators. Oakley fences are handcrafted from the ground up with attention to every detail. Put the same fence on your property that you see across the OSU campus. Trust Oakley Fence. Oakley Fence, the fence professionals in North Central and Central Oklahoma for the last 50 years.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
If your air conditioner sounds like boom, 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 you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
clunk, 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 clunk?
Clunk, 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 clunk.
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Are you always in a rush with less and less free time? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value our customers' busy schedules. From free mobile deposit to free bill pay, First National Bank is there to make life easier. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You can depend on your Tempstar dealer to keep your home and family comfortable all summer long. Whether it's a spring tune-up or a midsummer emergency repair call, our customers enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a reliable relationship with a rock-solid service partner. Make Tempstar your first choice for outstanding cooling products and solutions. Visit Tempstar online at Tempstar.com to find a dealer near you. Tempstar, quality you can feel.
Hey parents, have you signed your kids up for the Pistol Pete's Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club, designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $30, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, have exclusive access to parties with the athletes, and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Go Pokes!
Back at Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. Remember, OSU games call for nothing less than a taste of Tostitos. Score some points with your fellow tailgaters by breaking out the Tostitos. Another question, Coach. We'll roll through some of these. What instructions are given to kickoff return men when it comes to fair catch versus running it back? What rules, I guess, do you have? Or do you have any specific rules?
There's a number of rules based on most common across the country. Based on the direction of the return, whether it's going to the right or left. If for some reason the kicking team guesses right and kicks it opposite of the way the return's going, then most of the time there'll be a fair catch because the guy's blocking, they don't know where to block. They don't know which way to block.
So right, right.
That's predetermined. And then if the ball is a yard deep or more, we go ahead and fair catch it since they move it out to the 25. Used to be at the 20, it was different, but now since it goes to the 25, if you catch it a yard deep or 2 yards deep in that area, the coverage team will be inside the 30-yard line when the ball's caught, and they've already got a running head start. So by the time you get out to the 10, they're going to be inside the 20. Best case scenario is to go ahead and fair catch it, but a lot of that is just based on the direction of the kick return is called.
And someone was asking another question related to that, you know, what can you do to maybe try to get more out of your kickoff and punt returns? I mean, one thing is that the game has just changed.
You don't get many anymore. For example, our punt team has had two balls returned against them in seven games.
Yeah, that's it.
Because of the way these guys punt. Now, the guy last week would punt and it would be low. And we had some we had a return or so, but most of the teams that we play in this league, the punters are so good, you just can't get a return unless you run into a team where a guy's out kicking, out punting his coverage. He punts it way down, like that one that Dylan was way over his head. See, Dylan was up a little bit because he'd only been punting the ball about 35 yards, and then he hit that 65 yarder. So if we would have been back there far enough, ready to play that, that's one of the ones you want to return on. And it's the same thing pretty much on kickoff returns, because most of these guys kick the ball in the end zone. Now, the guy we played last Saturday, he didn't, and that's why we had some returns.
I miss the kickoff returns. I know they're trying to make the game safer. I get it. But the kickoff return for a touchdown, which is basically obsolete, was a wonderful play. It was a momentum play, and for your teams, historically, a big, big weapon. When you start talking about Parrish Cox and
Gilbert.
Justin Gilbert, big-time return guys that could turn a game in the snap of a finger.
Yeah, and forever, you know, even Kansas State, which you hate to bring it up, but, you know, they won a lot of football games over the last 10 years or so by returning kickoffs. But you just don't see them much anymore with this new rule. And then, you know, you don't see many punt returns with these guys that know how to punt the ball and hang it up in the air so long.
Speaking of that, how'd you feel about Hutton's performance yesterday?
He
of course,
good.
He had a good throw, and then, as you said, teams aren't getting any returns on him.
Yeah, he was good. He's, I think going into this week, he was 38. His net punt was 38 and some change, and I think he was 44 in this game, so he'll be right around 39. Your goal is, if you can net 40 for the year, that'll put you in the top 20 in the country. There are some teams that are ahead of him in net punt, the guys that boom those 60 and 70 yarders. But as the season goes on, they'll end up getting one returned on them.
Right.
And their numbers will go way down really fast. So he continues to improve as he progresses, learning American football. And, you know, he's a really quality guy, and it's fun to have him on our team.
Pretty good throw he made on the fake, too.
It was, you know, and he handled it real well. And he, you know, he just kind of stayed with it and tossed it out there. And Metcalf, former walk-on, made a nice catch and a nice run and ended up being a good play for us. Cash Moore and MK, our special teams guys, you know, came up with that this Sunday a week ago. And we worked it, and it worked out good, and we got the right time to call it.
Another question that's come in, and this particular listener says, bigger things to worry about, but it seemed like Reggie Smith, the referee, winds the clock before the ball is set for play after an out-of-bounds play, as well as on first downs. It seems to shorten the game by several minutes. Is that of any concern to you? Have you noticed that?
They're all trying to shorten the game. I think they've been told, you know, if it's a non-factor in the game, if it just speeds the game up, I think they're trying to speed the game up. You know, you and I have talked about this. We live in a society based on technology and phones. Everything moves fast, and, you know, people want the game to move faster. And so I think they try to keep the game going as fast as possible.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. And you look across college football, I don't know that I've seen the data on this, but at least in the Big 12, I feel very confident length of games are shorter, and a lot more teams are running the football more.
Well, they are. And truthfully, you know, there's a business side to what we do, and that is television buying the games and people buying tickets and coming to the games, and they would rather the game be about 3 hours. It's not, but they would rather it be 3:20 than 5 hours. So from an entertainment standpoint, it needs to move along a little bit. And I think that's good for the game.
Well, and the NFL is a built for 3 hours and 5 minutes game. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, almost regardless of what happens, those games are the same length.
Oh, yeah.
Because of how the rules are structured.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So yeah. They've figured it out in the NFL for sure. Time for a break. Again, if you have a question for Coach, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Hey, we're here at Slim Chickens. If you have a party coming up, you're going to watch the Iowa State game with a bunch of friends, give Slim Chickens a call at 372-2326. That's 405-372-2326 here in Stillwater, and ask about the tailgate pack. Slim Chickens, proud partner of Cowboy football. More coming up from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
So there I am, just minding my own business, and I get an alert from my bank. I supposedly bought a new couch. At first, I thought my husband bought it, but then I looked it up. It was beautiful, and I was horrified. There's no way my husband bought it.
At Bank of Oklahoma, we help make sure the only one spending your money is you with mobile alerts. Number 62 of our 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
Bob Moore Kia, Buick GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Polk fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand. Whether it's a new, pre-owned, or certified, we have the vehicles Cowboy fans are searching for. We are committed to the orange and black, and we are committed to you. Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of your OSU Cowboys.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Welcome back. Slim Chickens on a Sunday night, the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Glad you're with us. Oh, here, I have a comment come in, Coach. You'll like this. Love the throwbacks. The apparel yesterday for homecoming.
I thought it looked good. You know, we had a fantastic crowd Friday night at the pep rally. And then the crowd and the students the stadium was awesome on homecoming. And of course, you know, we had 60,000 or 70,000 people on the walk around the night before. And the uniforms were awesome. Justin and those guys do a great job. And it was at the that orange on. I don't know that I would have ever put that orange on orange, but it really looked nice. That's what I said, after the game. I just wish we'd have played better in the fourth quarter, but all the other stuff was awesome. It was a terrific weather for the homecoming and all the parade and the Greek life worked so hard building that stuff, and it's nice they had nice weather that everybody could enjoy it. It's pretty cool, largest homecoming in the country, and, yep. Nobody ever even comes close to what we have. So from that standpoint, yes, it was really nice.
And the helmets designed by former tailback Greg Gold mm-hmm. from many years ago, who's doing that type of work, and mm-hmm. this design was fantastic.
Yeah, he did a really nice job. He lives down outside of Austin, Texas now, and it's funny, he coaches. He's got a couple young boys, and he coaches their team. And from what I hear, they're really good, and they kind of do good in their little league, and they're called the Cowboys. And they wear our uniforms, which is good.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's good. That's the way you want it. So he did a nice job. It really looked good.
It's funny with former players. I know you probably feel this way. I even do. You think, those guys are only about 24, 25 years old, and then you realize they've been gone a long time.
They're 35.
It's been a long time since he's been here. It's like, he was just here. No, he was not, actually.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's funny how that works. Speaking of that, Mason and Emmanuel here mm-hmm. for the weekend. Yep. That was fun.
Yeah, Mason, I spent some time with him Friday night and then, of course, Saturday, and saw Emmanuel on Saturday. And Mason, he'll be ready to go this week. They've released him, and so he said he feels good, looks good, and of course, Emmanuel looks great. And it's a good sign when those guys want to come back and be a part of the team, and they want to come back and be on campus and be around all the alumni. That means that we're doing the right thing, that we're investing in instilling good things in our players and encouraging them, and they're enthusiastic about coming back. So that's a good sign.
Well, and speaking of former players, he wasn't here yesterday, and it got my attention. Marcel Aitman with a tremendous catch in the fourth quarter for the mm-hmm. Raiders. I think it was his first catch of the year. They had to pause for a moment to remember who he was, but it's a big-time catch.
Oh, yeah. And, I don't have any idea what goes on in the NFL. I've never coached there, but he's just kind of hung around, and he got activated last year, I believe, and then now he's activated again, and when he's in there, he usually plays better than what they expect. So hopefully he can stay that way and hang around for quite a while.
It's interesting because Alan Lazard, ironically, mm-hmm. formerly of Iowa State, who is suddenly with the Packers having mm-hmm. some injuries, playing a lot and playing great. As I was watching that game today and working on the Iowa State game, I was thinking to myself, boy, if Marcel could get an opportunity like that, I'll bet he could do a lot of the things Lazard's doing.
That's
because
right.
They're kind of the same type guy,
they're
right?
Are, yeah.
I mean, they're post guys. They're basketball centers playing receiver with an approach like a basketball guy. That's what I always thought.
They're very similar, and I watched him. He was on TV, I think maybe it might have been last Monday night.
Yeah, Lazard was, yeah.
When I went home and then saw the second half of the game and with the boys, and Gunner is his favorite player is Aaron Rodgers, so they had the game on, and Lazard made a lot of catches, and he's a he was a really good player. He wasn't hardly recruited at all out of high school, and he's going to play for a long time in the NFL, and he's very competitive. He was highly competitive in that game.
A couple of questions. Curious about throws over the middle. Any reason why it doesn't seem like there have been a lot of throws over the middle in recent games?
Well, this team that we played, they have a what we call a rover that sets in the middle of the field. And so the majority of the throwing lanes will be just outside the hash, between the hash and the numbers. Instead of in the middle of the field, and you just don't see as many balls based on the style of defense that we played last Saturday. So that's why the majority of them go outside.
Fair enough. We'll take a break, come back with more in a moment. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. The University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on game day. Shop the largest, best selection of OSU clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the OSU Student Union or at any of their Boone Pickens Stadium locations. or shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. We'll have more in a moment from Slim Chickens on Boomer Road, just north of Boone Pickens Stadium. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Slim Chickens. Glad you're with us. If you have a question for Coach, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at @CoachVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. We were talking during the break. I think some fans are probably curious about Dylan Galloway, your offensive tackle. And I know last week at one point you thought maybe he'd have a chance to play against Baylor. He did not. Mm-hmm. Any feel for when he might be back?
See, we'll get him out there Tuesday when we practice, and we'll see what kind of movement he has and how he feels and if there's soreness, pain, so on and so forth. And when these guys have these different type of injuries to – they're not surgical. They're basically soft tissue injuries. They can be knees, ankles, anything. It's hard to predict.
Yeah.
And some guys – you know, 8 days, some guys 14 days, some guys 24 days. So he's out of the walking boot and all the different things that they go through to get ready to go. And then we get him out there Tuesday and see how he feels. And if he holds up and feels like practicing, then we have to wait and see how he how his body, his injury feels the next day. Because sometimes they'll go and they look like they're doing fine, and then they're really, really sore the next day. So usually don't know till the middle of the week.
Bigger the guy, the harder it is because of the torque that they have on the body?
Sure. You have there's two ways to look at it. It's kind of funny. The big guys, because of the weight, and then if it's a smaller guy and he's a skill position guy who's making a lot of cuts, it's not good either.
Yeah.
Because it stresses them more. So you need to be in the middle of the row. Like quarterbacks, if they're not like runners, see, they can come back a little quicker. You can brace something up, or you know, you can wear a knee brace if it's a knee soft tissue injury or an ankle, and they don't move around as much, so you can kind of manage. But when it's a lineman with a lot of weight, or a skill guy like a receiver or a corner that makes a lot of cuts, it's more difficult to come back.
I know from working with you over the years, a lot of times, especially with those linemen, the skill guys, you know, you'll hear people comment, well, he could be back this week, or he could be back in 3 weeks. And you always usually add about 2 weeks to it.
That's
because
right.
You just know it's just never going to be as fast as everybody thinks it's going to be.
They get these, the injuries that are – there's three injuries that have become very popular that really we never heard of 15 years ago. We never heard of high ankle sprains. Like, I didn't know it, but when I was going through my office to pick my stuff up to come through here, I saw where Tua, the quarterback at Alabama's got another one, his other ankle, and they surgically repaired it. And that's, he's got that high ankle where there's separation. When you put weight on it, separates the bones back in the back by the Achilles. We used to never hear of that injury. And then you hear of these the players that are getting that Lisfranc injury, which is very similar to the high ankle, where there's four bones on the top of your foot, where your ankle connects to the top of your foot, and the tissue inside of those bones are where the injury is. They're getting separated. And so when they put weight on it, it separates, and it's extremely painful. We used to never hear that injury, and you see a lot of those. Marcel Aitman had it, and then, you know, he missed a whole year.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
His separated so much that they had to put screws in it and pull it back together. So you hear of those injuries more so than ever, and then the big guys, they get that. That knee injury that's not the ACL or the PCL, where they just get it on the side where it stretches those ligaments, and it's kind of like a rubber band. Like if you were to stretch a rubber band and hold it long enough, it won't go back to its original size. It stays a little bit loose, and that's what happens to these linemen, and then it has to conform and get back to where it's not loose. And it's hard to tell how long it'll take.
Any reason why you think you're seeing some of these injuries?
The high ankle, I think, is something that we had even years ago when I played, and they didn't know what it was.
Okay.
I don't think the doctors and surgeons had figured out what it is. So I think it was around. We just didn't know what to call it. And then these linemen that are getting that, what they call a medial collateral sprain in their knees, they're so much bigger and athletic and stronger and faster than they ever were. The guys that, you know, when I played, you know, the offensive guard would be 265 pounds, and tackle would be, you know, some guys might be 290, but most of them, you could be 280, 275 and play tackle. And they didn't run like they do now. So it's just kind of the law of physics, you know, that it's heavier and faster and more weight-bearing and pounding on their bodies. I think that's the reason why.
Yeah, it is a different dynamic now. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the collisions seem to be more mm-hmm. fierce. The bodies are bigger. The bodies are faster.
You know, they've done a nice job with, this targeting they implemented about 4 years ago, which you and I talked about it, and you know, if you remember, I said it's going to be an issue, but in the long run, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Because it's forcing everybody to quit hitting in the head. And so what's happened is, I think they said targeting's down 38% this year.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Way down. That's a big number. and that's a good thing. So they're cleaning that up and making the game safer and better, which is good.
Well, and they've got the three targeting foul, one game ejection, which the Baylor DB that got ejected yesterday, he's got two. He gets one more, he's got to sit an entire half game plus one.
You know, if you go back and look at the first quarter, they tried to target us about three or four times.
Oh, I saw it.
They missed. Not that they were trying, but I'm saying they were leading with the crown of their helmet.
Yes, they were.
And it just one time was on the quarterback.
Yep.
And they just happened to miss.
They whiffed on it, yeah.
But they were leading with the crown of the helmet several times.
Yeah, it duly noted. Well, Coach, hopefully have a good week of practice. You've had some crazy games in Ames in recent years, but most recently you've won some good games up there.
Oh, yeah.
So perhaps this is the one to get.
We're looking forward to it. I'm getting ready to head over now to practice with the guys right now, but we're looking forward to it. We'll get them going, and they'll practice well and look forward to playing in the game.
And we look forward to watching it. Thank you, Coach.
All right.
As Cowboy head coach Mike Gundy and fans, remember next time you're shopping at Stillwater, stop by Cowboy Travel Plaza, Game Day Ironworks, Game Day Events, Merrifield Office Supply, Charlie's Discount Drug, Dupree Sporting Goods, BNC Business Products, and the Furniture Showcase. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the VisitStillwaterOK.org Shop at Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. Oh, by the way, we want to wish our producer, Carson Melton, a very happy birthday. He's our new producer for our radio shows on Sunday nights, and so his mother was kind enough to bring him a balloon, and we've got some treats. We'll celebrate his birthday after the show, but he's done a wonderful job. One of Stillwater's own is now keeping me straight. Need all the help I can get. Back with more after this. Wrapping things up in a moment, it's a Coach Gundy radio show from Slim Chickens and Learfield IMG College.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of Cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home, Homeland.
Cowboys fans, a winning team is built on relationships and trust. Every member of the team has to deliver. At Medica Health Plans, we understand. We know how much your family counts on your health insurance, and we work hard to keep your plan working for you each and every day. When you call us, we're listening. We hear you. We understand. And when you carry a Medica member card, you can be assured we've got you covered. Medica Health Plans.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Are you having difficulties keeping track of your current medications? At Charlie's Discount Drug, we can help make your smartphone smarter with the RX Local app, access your medication list, and order refills quickly and conveniently. Another free service provided by Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
When you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure to check out Freddy's Frozen Custard at Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the VisitStillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. So Saturday, it's a 2:30 kickoff in Ames, Iowa. We'll start things up at 12:30. Clint Schelt, Dion Amade, and Adam Hildebrand from the Stonewolf Casino in Pawnee. They'll have the first hour at 12:30. Then the old men take over from Ames. Robert Allen, John Holcomb, and I will join you about 1:30 or so. Looking forward to it. Thanks for listening. This has been the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Slim Chickens and Learfield IMG College.
on the Cowboy Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. Power at the speed of life. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboy Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.